The town of Newmarket plans to at least break even with its new automated speeding cameras, but is not yet disclosing how much it costs to implement the program. The municipality is launching 14 cameras throughout community safety zones starting in June, with ticketing to begin in July. Speeders can expect to get fines based on how much and how long they are speeding. Corporate Services Commissioner Esther Armchuk said the budget for the program was discussed in a closed session and declined to disclose the budget for the program, saying it would be shared publicly as part of the 2025 budget process later in the year while the town is still finalizing some anticipated costs with various program vendors. We are confident that the cost to run the community safety camera program will be offset by the revenue generated, Armchuk said, adding that any surplus will first be used for other safe street programs. The program is an effort by the municipality to address speeding in the community, a top complaint from residents, council members said. The municipality is running the cameras in-house, following up on a similar pilot program done on regional roads, and has announced 14 streets where the cameras will be placed. The exact cost of the program is currently being withheld under a section of the Municipal Act, with it being considered information that belongs to the municipality or local board and has monetary value or potential monetary value. The speeding tickets will scale based on how much over the speed limit a vehicle is traveling. The ticket breakdown is as follows. 1 to 19 kilometers per hour over the maximum speed limit, $5 per kilometer. 20 to 29 kilometers per hour over the maximum speed limit, $7.50 per kilometer. 30 to 39 kilometers per hour over the maximum speed limit, $12 per kilometer. 50 kilometers per hour over the maximum speed limit, $19.50 per kilometer. There is also an additional victim component fee based on the speed, Armchuk said. Have your say, see the results of Newmarket Today's community poll. York Region has similarly run a pilot program for a couple of years, with a speeding camera stationed at Mullock Drive near Newmarket High School, resulting in more than 6,000 tickets over 4 months, with a value exceeding $600,000. For example, Armchuk said if a camera spots a vehicle going 63 kilometers per hour in a 40 kilometers per hour zone, the penalty would be calculated at $7.50 per kilometer over the speed limit, $172.50. With a $35 victim component fee and a license plate search fee, $8.25, the total penalty would be $215.75. Newmarket opted to bring the speeding camera processing in-house. Armchuk said a report would come to council in the fall regarding the initial costs and revenues of the program. The town is looking for feedback on the cameras, asking residents if they are in favor of them. You can take the survey on the Town of Newmarket website. Other municipalities eyeing cameras. Although Newmarket's program has yet to be implemented, other municipalities are considering adopting it. Penetanguishene is planning to pilot automated speed enforcement on its roads as part of a partnership with Newmarket. Municipal councillors there voted to use a camera from Newmarket and its new speeding processing center. This is a grand slam, Penetanguishene Mayor Doug Rawson said at a recent meeting. I think it really takes into consideration the concerns we've raised, the areas, the public sentiment about public safety, cost and implementation. Newmarket has pitched the partnership to other municipalities in Simcoe County. With files from Derek Howard, you can't rely on social media to deliver your local news. Keep your community news and more a click away by bookmarking Newmarket Today's homepage here. Also, you can stay in the loop by subscribing to our free daily headlines newsletter here.